A local company that cleans other companies' wastewater is having a hard time finding a home. The firm is Advanced Waste Services, or AWS, and it set up shop on Milwaukee's west side in 1996. Over the last few years, neighbors have complained about foul smells, and now residents of Menominee Falls are concerned. AWS wants to move there. We step into the existing plant to scope out its challenges. Generations back, streetcars rolled in and out of this structure. Today, huge tank trucks come and go. Each conveys up to 5,000 gallons of mucky water from manufacturers, ranging from automobile to personal care products. Advanced Waste Services removes the contaminants, then discharges the water into the Milwaukee Metro sewage system. Andrew Acklam is the company's operations manager.
We precipitate metals. We're going to eliminate FOGs. They're called fats, oils, and greases. It's something that we're regulated on by MMSD. If we were to discharge high levels of FOGs, that's very harmful, and along with the metals, that's very harmful for MMSD's facility. So we are a pretreatment for that.
The elephant in the plant is the odor issue. There's no denying a distinct smell. Acklam defines it as industrial. He steers me toward the company's homemade solution.
I'd like to show you all of our air here in all of our tanks. Is put through a biofilter.
A biofilter staff designed and installed 15 months ago.
There's some mulch, just like you use in your garden. So that's what's actually scrubbing this air. There's some other things. Some spent mushroom is in there.
Blowers pull air from each holding tank and push it through a duct system. It deposits the air beneath the living filter.
They will eat up all that odorous air and you'd be able to smell it. There's literally air floating out of there.
Acklam's satisfaction with the odor filtering system is not shared by Jesse Metzger. He owns a nearby cafe, Birdie's, on West Martin Drive.
It's been pretty bad. It was usually during the summer and pretty much smelled just like sewage. It filled the whole neighborhood.
Metzger says the foulness did more than affect his summer terrace clientele.
We like to leave our windows open in the summer and, you know, you get people coming in here asking if it's something that we have wrong with our building, and that's no good.
Metzger says he didn't feel compelled to complain because plenty of other neighbors did. Last summer, Milwaukee's Department of Neighborhood Services ordered AWS to better control its odors. The company hired a consultant, but later settled on moving to Menominee Falls. Operations manager Andrew Acklam says the Falls site is the right fit. 21 acres of space zoned for heavy industry. In Milwaukee, AWS is sandwiched into a residential neighborhood. Acklam says the village also has a more modern sewer system than Milwaukee's.
There's not sufficient traps on the sewer system. There's open grates. The sewer's job is meant to hold in these odorous gases and this, the smell of the wastewater going by. So these old, outdated combined sewer systems, unfortunately, do not do that. That's been a challenge for us.
But AWS is carrying more baggage than its disgruntled Milwaukee neighbors. In recent years, the sewerage district has leveled 24 discharge violations against the company for allowing excessive amounts of pollutants into the system, including metals and grease. AWS paid more than $11,000 in fines. As for its desire to move to Menominee Falls, the attorney's office there says it is assessing the company's ability to avoid objectionable nuisances. More than 300 residents showed up at a village board meeting last week with concerns about air quality. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.